is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of September, 2009. 1961, on this day, Congress passed the Peace Corps Act, which John F. Kennedy had first brought up in the final weeks of his campaign for the presidency in October 1960 in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan, standing on the steps in front of the student union. It was very late in the day. The journalists had all gone home, thinking nothing more would happen that day, but there were still 10,000 students hoping to see and hear Kennedy, and he gave a short speech about the opportunities that he saw in the 1960s. And he asked, "How many of you who are going to be doctors are willing to spend your days in Ghana? Technicians or engineers, how many of you are willing to work in the Foreign Service and spend your lives traveling around the world? On your willingness to do that, I think, will depend the answer whether a free society can compete." Within 2 months of taking office, he signed an executive order establishing the Peace Corps, and then on this day, Congress authorized the order creating the Peace Corps, whose purpose was to promote world peace and friendship. Since then, 195,000 volunteers have served, 7,800 of them serving today, 60% of them female. And it was on this day, 1862, 5 days after the Battle of Antietam, which was considered a Union victory, that President Lincoln read to his cabinet and issued his preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, declaring slaves in rebel states free as of January 1st, 1863. Abraham Lincoln, who said, "If slavery is not wrong, nothing is wrong." Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal. "Everything is beautiful from a distance, and so are you." The young clarinetist playing Mendelssohn's Sinfonia No. 10 in B minor in back of the orchestra may be exceedingly beautiful, it's hard to know from here, just as I, to her, may be gorgeous myself, and the day, in retrospect, divine, as all the past loves of my life have been. And that boring evening in County Derry as well. Oh, yes, they all are beautiful now when I look back upon them. As no doubt my life will seem from some calm and beautiful distance, some rapturous perspective. But here, in the here and now, let me say that it's mid-afternoon. My lover is on her way over. It's been a long, chilly day in Budapest. What I thought was a herniated disc is not, after all, a herniated disc. Mozart's 250th is behind us, as is the 60th anniversary of Bartok's death. And it is only James Taylor on the stereo. Sweet, sentimental James. And I don't give a damn what anyone thinks of my taste or emotional proclivities. I only know it's Thursday, and in an hour, I'll be making love, and looking up at me from the pillow, my lover may or may not consider me beautiful or even desirable. But the deed will already be done the evening before us. There are roasted red peppers and goat cheese in the refrigerator. I'll be as far from death as a man can be. Oh, can you imagine that? Poem by Michael Blumenthal, "Everything is Beautiful from a Distance and So Are You," from his collection entitled "And," published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.